Coming to you live from my apartment, it's Rob Has a Podcast. And now, here's the guy who's moved around seven things in my studio. Can you tell the difference tonight? You could win a prize. I'm Rob Cesternino. Hello, everybody, and welcome back to our live show here on Wednesday night, September 18th. Happy birthday to my sister Lisa tonight, as we are ready to go 1 week from the biggest night of the year, when we will crown the winner of Big Brother 21 and see who's the first person to go home from Survivor Island of the Idols. And we got a great panel for you tonight here, back with us once again, fresh off of the trip to New York. Please welcome in the great Brent Wolgamont. Brent, how are you?
I am doing great, Rob. Back one more time to recap a veto episode of Big Brother.
Yes. Okay. All right. Well, we'll talk about not one, but two competitions, two wins for Jackson, a.k.a. Mickey, and lots to talk about with Cliff, who we're very concerned about his well-being at this hour after watching this episode tonight. But here to join us on the recap, making, I believe, a first appearance on the Big Brother recap, please welcome the great Jenny Autumn. Jenny, how are you?
I'm great. It is my first Big Brother recap.
Welcome aboard.
Thank you. I get to talk about the feed so much, and I always have a lot to say about the episode, so I'm glad that I finally get to talk about it on a proper recap. And I love nothing more than watching competitions. You know, I usually just tune them out, and I got two of them tonight. So
yes,
here we are.
Yeah, a lot to talk about. So we are going to get into it all. Hashtag RHAP to take your questions later on in this show. So then we'll get ready for Thursday when we get into our eviction night special, and it should be a lot of fun. Caitlin is going to be back here in the studio, and then Andy Herron is going to be joining us on the show on Thursday night as well. So a jam-packed show on Thursday night as we see who ends up going out of the house in fourth place and how it'll probably be none other than Mr. Cliff Hogg. And Brent, I listened to the LFC roundtable today, and you're making a lot of good points all the way around about tonight. We got to see, sandwiched in between these competitions, was a lot of Cliff making deals. I don't know what planet Cliff is on.
I don't either. Like, you just needed to take one look at Jackson and Holly when they were waiting for the results of that Final Four veto to know that he's not evicting her. I mean, it's them to the end together. And it is lost on me how Cliff can't see that. Maybe he just talked himself into believing that since in the end we kept Holly, that Jackson will go along with this. But no, I mean, it's crazy talk. And, I can't believe that Cliff actually in his heart of hearts believes this. I really do agree with Taryn and agree with, the show. I'm glad they showed Holly and Jackson in the diary room saying that Cliff is losing his freaking mind, because Cliff is losing his freaking mind that he entertains this to be truth when it's not.
Jenny, the story for the last couple of weeks was something's wrong with Holly. Her brain's not working right. There's some talk she's been concussed multiple times. Her brain's not working right. Even Holly tonight is giving us confessionals about Cliff. This is after Cliff made a deal with her about how that he was going to release her from her obligation to throw the Final Four veto if she guaranteed that she would take Cliff to the finals.
And if you're truly playing your own game for Mickey, would you be okay? Full permission to compete with the agreement that if you won, you took me along.
I literally, in my notes.
Hold on.
Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Sorry, go ahead, Jenny.
I forgot about that dramatic pause.
Are you
of all of us just taking a moment to be like,
yeah,
oh, this actually happened? Yeah, I wrote in my notes full permission, which is just like,
right.
Oh my goodness.
So condescending.
Yeah, it's really hard to watch. And you know, it was hard enough to watch this all play out on the feeds. To see the diary rooms to support these decisions was just reliving a really confusing and painful experience for for all of us.
Yeah, Brent, should, if you're in the Big Brother house and people are making deals with you that are too good to be true, like, should you do another test about, like, all right, so Jackson, if you win the game, could you give me $300,000 after the season?
Oh yeah, yeah. Oh yeah, whatever you want. Yeah, sure. Yeah. Well, then you know that they're not.
Yeah, like
you might have a clue
at some point. They're just agreeing to stuff.
Yeah, but, I know.
It's crazy. And Cliff is in the diary room, Jenny, and he's not even like, well, I'm crossing my fingers. I'm hoping that these deals are going to pay off, but this might be a kind of a long shot. He's like, oh, well, maybe they said they were going to do it. So,
yeah, you can see the contrast in like Nicole's diary rooms and Cliff's diary rooms, where like Cliff has absolutely no concern about this possibly blowing up in his face, or, you know, Jackson going back on these deals he's making, even after Cliff is going and like changing the deal that he made with him, being like, oh, when I said that, I actually meant the final three, but I'm going to take Nicole to final two, but you're still like, we're still good, right? Like, and then Nicole is like in the diary room saying, this might not actually work out. I could be losing Cliff here. Like,
And at the same time, I mean, Jackson makes a very good point also, and I hate saying that, but it's the truth, where he's like, does Cliff think that we not talk? Like, I mean, at the same time that they're making deals with Holly and also making deals with Jackson to take Jackson to the final three, Cliff's saying, I'll take Jackson with us to the final three, and I'm going to honor that deal. They're at the same time going to Holly and saying, you have full permission to play in the veto if you evict Jackson. So, like, it's just crazy talk that Cliff thinks that these deals are going to hold any water whatsoever.
Well, then, when she pushed back, he's like, well, then we'll have to go back to the original deal.
Right.
Like, yeah, I guess so.
Yeah, because you have full power over these deals when you've literally lost your power completely.
Remember,
like, you can't be...
We shook on it, and
like no, he doesn't backseas. Remember, like 2 seconds ago when him and Nicole shook a final four deal with Cliff, with Jackson and Holly to take them to the final four, and then the minute that Nicole won the veto, they were already second guessing it, thinking, well, maybe we should have picked Holly. Like, he doesn't remember that.
Yeah.
Like, I love you, Cliff, but what? You're such a hypocrite, Cliff, and I love you, but you are such a hypocrite.
We love Cliff. We love Cliff. He had a good run.
But my God,
yes. Did a good run. We got more out of Cliff than we ever expected. But Jenny, when he made the deal with Jackson, and then he went back and then said, "Actually, so this deal that I made with you, I need to make a change to it." And he's like, "What? What are you talking about, Cliff?"
It was in pencil. I wrote your name, but I actually meant Nicole's name.
Nicole is, I gotta take, so you can take me to the end, but I've gotta take Nicole if I win.
What are you doing when you don't have any power over what happens in this week? This is not the conversation before you evict Tommy.
Right.
This is a totally different situation. Mm-hmm. If you're having to change the terms, you know, while you still have something to hang over Jackson and Holly's head because Tommy isn't out those doors, this is after. You have no power. Like, Nicole is HOH, and it's whoever wins veto has the most power. Why are you, like, changing deals? Like, I understand he's like, oh, I couldn't sleep last night. Like, it speaks to Cliff's character as a man, but it's just absolutely terrible gameplay at a really crucial time for him.
Well, but I'll even push back on that, because I already hear the fans going, you know, like, his character as a man. Where was his character as a man at the final five when he shook a deal with Jackson and Holly and was going to take them? And then the minute Nicole wins the veto, he's already entertaining Nicole's thoughts of evicting Holly on Jackson's HOH. So I'm sorry, I can't even accept that Cliff's a man of his word. Look, that's fine if he isn't real life, but we're talking about the game, and within the game, he's a man of his word when it's convenient to him. Point blank, end the period.
I think that's fair. Well, I think that's fair.
Yeah. Okay. And I think that the thing is that they're seeing, like, well, the final decision was that they kept Holly. So every, you know, the
even
the
though they strong-armed her into a deal to get there. That doesn't count. Yeah. If I was Jackson, that's exactly what I would say to them.
Yeah. I mean, Holly did start off the episode, again, very upset that Cliff and Nicole made her throw the final four veto, Brent. If it wasn't for Cliff and Nicole, she or the final four HOH, this could have been her HOH. How dare they?
Again, it's just like she's in the end the one who decided to throw it. It's her showman's boy toy who encouraged her to throw it. She was the one who agreed to it, although I concurred with her agreeing to it because she was about to be evicted and basically needed to agree to whatever that they were asking her to do. But in the end, why should she have upheld her agreement there? She should have gone for the win at the final four, if not for her resume, then to at least ensure her safety, because in a world where, you know, Cliff wins the power of veto or Nicole wins the power of veto, and she almost did, Cliff would have had the sole vote to evict, and he might have actually taken Jackson with him to the final three. He's crazy enough to do that. So I don't know what Holly's complaining about here. It was all her decision. She decided to throw it. And she's trying to say that Nicole bullied her into throwing the HOH. As far as I recall, it was her boy toy who was bullying her into throwing the HOH, Jenny.
Exactly what I was going to say. If anyone convinced Holly to throw this HOH, it was actually Jackson. And you know, she's putting all of her trust in him, and like, you know, the deal was made. She had full opportunity to break it, and then what does she have to lose in that situation? You know, it all comes down to who wins the veto. But we saw it in this episode, Jackson urging her, just throw it now, like, don't waste your time. So
I mean, like, a lot of it is, I think the Big Brother comics had it right when they said that Holly is, she'll serve you some wine, because
Pinot Noir.
She is really whining about the fact that she had to throw this HOH and to Nicole. The thing that I want to shake Holly about is she gets mad about the fact that Nicole's walking around with her HOH robe on as if she earned that. And maybe you didn't see it a lot in the episode, but you saw her complaining to the cameras that, you know, that was a sham ceremony. It should have been my HOH. She doesn't remember that Nicole only got to be HOH for like 2 seconds when she won it during the double eviction. She never got the entire week's worth of HOH robe, you know, room pictures, things like that in her room. It was all like over in the blink of an eye. And why they are jealous of her this week is just beyond me. I think it's just because they want to have, you know, makeup sex when they get into their fights in the HOH shower. That's what it is.
Whoa. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
They need that stool.
Yes. Yeah. Again, we're going to have many months to disinfect before we're going to reopen.
I swear to God, if I see that stool for BB22,
they would never. They would never.
My own wall yeller
they're going to auction it off after this season.
Do they sell the props?
Some weirdo is going to buy
the season, Brent.
They really should. Yeah. I think they could get some bids on this one.
They do that for Survivor. For the uninitiated, because I follow, or I've seen on Twitter, BB Sex Stool on Twitter. There is a piece of furniture that is required for Jackson and Holly.
Yes, Jackson.
I don't think
and Holly.
Just for Jackson and Holly. I think it was also Jack and Sis.
That's true. Okay. Yes. Thank you for reminding me about that, Jenny. Okay. Appreciate that.
Hey, if I have to have that memory, then you're joining me on that.
Okay. But yes, they always they brought the stool with them into the shower.
That couldn't have been one of the missing objects tonight, Jenny.
I swear I left that stool in the shower.
Ovi, you let us down. What were you thinking? Okay. Before we get to that competition, also, here's Jack. What do you think of Jackson's Cliff shade here in the diary room tonight, Brent?
I'm going to start calling Cliff FDR. This man is making deals left and right.
This has to be from the producers. This cannot be
no way.
Jackson Mickey.
Stop it.
He's talked about FDR before. This is his thing. Yes. Okay.
Did I miss
his thing?
No, this, okay, so.
Well, nothing to fear but fear itself is FDR, but like, did he actually bring up that it was FDR when he said that?
Okay, so there was a conversation between Cliff and Nicole like 2 weeks ago where Cliff was saying like, Jackson's smarter than he lets on. He said something about the FDR of deal making. And it's like anyone who makes that comment like knows a little bit about like US history. Like certainly I don't know anything about US history. But I remember that comment. So when I heard it when I heard Jackson say it in the diary room tonight, I was like, oh, this is reused material.
Yes, for those of you, like, we have a lot of younger people who apparently don't pay attention to history. FDR was famous for the New Deal. That was what he was
but
always
not
famous
making,
for.
Like a bunch of deals.
He's not making a bunch of deals left and right. Although I think he made a few different deals.
I think it would be better if I'm going to start calling Cliff Monty Hall because he's the one out here trying to play. Let's make a deal.
That would be more appropriate for for the game that Cliff has been playing over the past 48 hours. I would go along with that.
And I think I just got the what was
the
it
zonk,
called?
The zonk.
Is this your
zonked.
Attempt to appeal to the young girls?
Yes. Hey, they have it. That's on with Wayne Brady in the morning.
Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Jenny.
They brought it back.
It.
Yes.
Okay.
Adam Klein was on it recently wearing a costume. Okay.
Really?
Yeah.
Him and Morgan. Yeah, Morgan was there too.
That's right.
Yeah.
Big Brother connection. Okay. Yep. We had a luxury competition today. What was the point of this? What? I don't. What? How bad do we need filler?
I mean, bad enough because I don't know. I'm not enjoying watching this final four feeds at this point. So I guess they needed something. I mean, we get Ovi. I'll take
that's
Ovi.
It.
Like, that was the thing is, like, I knew that we were going to get Ovi tonight, but it was like almost like a flicker. I was like, I just want, like, can we do the recipe of the cookies? Anything? Come on, let's just like. Let's
I thought he was hosting the competition.
I know. I was.
Yeah.
Like, I saw the picture earlier that he tweeted with him and the cookies. I was like, okay, and like I knew it was a luxury comp, but I was like, I didn't expect it to be so quick.
Yeah, that's what Bella said.
Yeah, exactly.
ding.
Brent, this was so weird because Ovi did not host the competition. He was just there with like a tray of cookies. What was this?
I mean, I don't know. I guess this is Big Brother throwing them a bone and like, you know, the fellowship of the Zing
really
made the final
bad
two.
About that whole camp comeback thing, Ovi.
Yeah, like, they should feel bad about the camp comeback thing.
Yeah.
Let you stand in the kitchen and no one will have time to talk to you, but.
Yeah.
it was so bizarre. Like, oh, I remember Ovi wasn't standing in the kitchen 10 minutes ago.
That's different.
That's one of the differences.
That's different. Like, well, by the way, Jenny, what was the thing that they all missed? Because they all missed one thing. I think I know what it was. Do you happen to remember what it was?
I don't, because I was too busy being like, why am I watching this?
I think that they did notice that Sis's picture went back from black and white to color because no one mentioned
that. I didn't even
notice
that.
Yeah, that
was
one
of
the things
in the opening. Yeah.
Yeah, that was one of the things.
The one note I did make about that, I said, like, Sis chicken sound effects for some reason. Like,
well, she was dressed as a chicken.
Yeah, no, but I know, but like, they did the Sis. Like at a random point where they were just like walking around looking for what was different, there was like a random like bark, 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 bark. Like,
oh, maybe they showed her picture then. That
honestly,
was good, Jenny.
I didn't. Yeah. Thank you. Been working on it. I was just like, they are just trying to get some more mileage out of this clip. But then they segued into like the woodpecker and the tree. And then Nicole's like diary room about birds again, because apparently that's like her only personality trait that they want outlined. But yeah, it was just very misplaced. It's like,
yeah, it was. By the way, Jeff Davidson in our chat says that Ovi should have yelled out, "Christy and Tommy know each other." That would have been a little late there, Jeff. A little late.
So yeah, we had a competition, and Brent Jackson Mickey has won more. He's won $10,000.
He has. I was a bit bummed about that. And I have to think that they all went up there together, or at least maybe it was like, maybe they couldn't talk or something. Maybe that was it once they ring the bell. Because why would you say 17 after you know Jackson already rang in and said 17? I know Holly at least knew he said 17.
Not Price is Right rules.
Yeah, maybe. I would have at least said 18. Yeah, so that, you know, you can $1 them. That would be good, you know.
Yeah. So $10,000, is this changing the equation at all on the likelihood of Jackson and Holly staying together after the season, Jenny?
Well, I mean, he did mention how many watermelons he, you know, he could buy with this money. So
yeah, like 10,000.
I'm like, I've never actually bought a watermelon, so I was actually thinking about it. I was like, I don't know how many watermelons. Yeah,
I've bought them. It's like they're like $3. They're really.
Like, are you buying, is he buying them all at once? Like, the, is he going to go through them all?
Yeah, I don't know. If you got at Costco, next time I'm in there, I have to look to see if you buy like a 5-pack of watermelons.
So who goes through their winnings from Big Brother quicker, Jackson Mickey or Adam Jasinski?
I don't know.
Ooh,
I
don't know. That's a tough
call. Are you saying that he's going to open like a watermelon stand?
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm saying.
He's gonna, like,
probably go just gonna sell the seeds, Rob. I think he'll sell the seeds. That seems more in line.
He's doing something with the seeds.
Flip this watermelon
in the shower somewhere.
I needed seed money to get my business started.
Oh, God. Mama.
Mama. Where's mama? So, all right, $10,000. I mean, nothing to sneeze at. Has he won money earlier this season too, Brent?
I think it was Nick.
Yeah, it was Nick. Right? Thank you.
Yeah.
Did he win some? No, yeah.
It's like, oh, what?
And Sam won the Fiji trip. And,
yeah. Okay. All right. Yeah. So we go into that, and then we're going to have our final four. Vita, I know there was a lot of talk over the weekend about how physical this was. Jenny, now that we got to see it, do you think this was a fair competition?
Hell no. It was not a fair competition. I mean, well, fair in what sense of the word? In the fact that they said it was a part physical and part mental, and it's like 99% physical. Rob, those are the three easiest clues they could possibly come up with. The fact that Jackson even tried to get one of them wrong is laughable. Like, here's the thing. What they didn't show you tonight, okay, and the reason Cliff took 36 freaking minutes is because they only had so many balls. And so you have to run back and forth to get your balls, and they go all over the freaking backyard. So you have to go over here and get your ball, go over here and get your ball, run, back and forth, back and forth. That's what took up all the time. And when you put stuff like that into a competition and turn it into, when my opinion, like I said, is almost entirely physical, it's no surprise who won this. I'm sorry. It was like handing it to Jackson. I don't know why they would change the final four veto from what it's always been, which is like rewarding the house guests who pay attention throughout the summer with what's happened during the summer into a almost entirely mental competition so that it's completely fair for everybody add in elements that make it more likely that the male younger guy is going to win the competition. And that's exactly what happened. Like, you didn't have to be a rocket scientist to see who's going to win this competition once you saw that that slingshot was no joke. And then to run back and forth to get all those balls, I know I would have been worn out. I wouldn't have been anywhere near this competition. And I instantly knew all the answers. So,
okay. Jenny, well, what do you
am
make
I wrong?
Of this?
No, I mean, like, the catapulting itself, I don't think is all that physical. Maybe we need to bring in Stephen Fish back to ask his opinion.
He doesn't like it. But they've done that before. I remember in the battle backs, Cameron was had to take on Cody.
Yeah, and who won that? Cody won that in like lightning splits.
Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, they're always doing veto competitions like on a Saturday afternoon. It's it was probably hot. I noticed and I took note of it. Cliff was sweating before the competition even started. I saw like when he like unveiled the like the first prompt that he was already sweating. Gray was a bad choice. I don't know who advised him. You don't wear gray when you're going to be in a sweaty competition. That was the first mistake. But I think that like the you know what Brent is saying, that the balls were not, it needed to be like a bowling alley where there was like a trough of balls like at your ready.
It just becomes too physical again. Yeah. Like you don't know how big that backyard is, and that it was not closed off, so they had the entire backyard, that half of it anyway, to play that competition. Those balls were going everywhere, and they had to run and get them. Well, it's big enough that you try running back and forth, 20 times to go get the balls that you need to knock down 14, 13 house guests or whatever. Everybody who's been HOH.
I'm going to go. Robert. I'll leave my
And no, it's not just that. It's that combined with the fact that like the final four HOH has always been 100% mental. always been
100% Final Four HOH
mental.
Or veto?
Yes. Final Four HOH has always been. So this is what I'm saying. Like, not only do they change the Final Four veto, but they change the Final Four HOH. Like, it's never, we've never, ever, ever, ever seen an endurance competition at the Final Four. It's always like, what the bleep, or before and after, or something mental, where anybody, like, even freaking JC won a competition last year for HOH at the Final Four because it was totally mental. All right. I thought you were going to hit the button. Sorry.
I didn't have it ready.
I saw you reach for something. I was like, I know that look.
Yeah.
But no, like I said, it just feels to me like they're trying to get the showmans to the final two, and you can poo poo that all you want. That's fine.
But why? Why?
I don't know why. I don't know. They love their showmanses, and they say, oh, look, people getting into showmans is good for you. They both got to the final two. That way in Big Brother 22, everybody gets to a showmans. I mean, what do you want? I'm mad.
I love a good tinfoil hat more than
Thank
any
you.
Other.
That's yeah. what I'm here for.
But you have to think that, you know, if the show really cared about catering to the audience, that it's going to be, you know, Cliff and Nicole. Like, they obviously know what the fan perception is at this point. But I did find that, like, they know at this point that the likeliness of a Jackson and Holly final two is very good at this point, especially with this Jackson veto win. And I did feel like the edit was, like, you know, playing up almost that Jackson and Holly are almost the underdogs now. And, like, you know, they obviously Cliff, you know, misplayed this week and, you know, changing his deals and all of that stuff. And totally just thinking that he had this in the bag with the deals with Jackson. But I really did feel like the edit was pretty generous to Jackson and Holly and this, like, hero story that he,
oh yeah, it was
like, so it's God. Like, they're really trying to make us feel better about this.
Showing him praying in the diary room.
Yeah.
Really? Yeah.
He thought he did bad in the competition. He thought he blew it. Listen to him.
Damn it. Oh, I gotta jump better.
I've never, Fred, I've never seen that in the history of Big Brother, where a play, we see many people read the Bible, and this is a first. I've never seen anybody on their knees praying in the diary room.
He was in the diary room because I don't believe he went last during this veto competition. And when they were not competing, they had to go to separate places in the Big Brother house. So I think his was the diary room, and that's why they got that footage of it. But Jackson, he prays. I've seen him pray before. I've seen him cross his chest before. He does that. Whatever. It just was, like, really kind of gross watching it in the diary room.
Yeah. So, yeah, that was amazing. And it worked. And it worked out, Jenny.
Oh, yeah. The Holy Spirit was listening.
Does that count as a manifestation? I don't know.
Maybe God is rooting for Jackson, or maybe God is rooting for me to win the draft.
I also have a draft. in which I have Jackson.
I thought all summer I was going to win the draft because I had Tommy, but the Lord works in mysterious ways, Brent.
Apparently he does, because Jackson somehow made mistakes. Oh, look, here's the thing. I said this on Twitter. All you need to know, if you're asking me, Brent, was it fair? No, it wasn't fair, because who's the one person who made the most mistakes in this veto competition? It was Jackson. He made the most mistakes. And I don't even think they showed you all of his mistakes, because I know on the feeds, he said that production had to remind him that the clue said not which of these house guests did not blah, 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 blah. So I know he made some mistakes because production had to remind him that that was the clue. But we didn't see that in the question that had the word not in it. He made mistakes left and right, especially on the second and third questions about who played in what competition. And then he couldn't even hit Christie's and had to reset it, like, multiple times. The fact that he did that and still managed to beat Nicole by 2.5 minutes shows you all that you need to know about the fact that the main part of tonight was physical running back and forth, getting the balls. That's all it was about.
Okay. All right.
I noticed that the one thing about the competition was half of these house guests didn't go by the name next to their photo. like seeing them all, like, in a panel, I was like, who's Isabella? Oh, what? Catherine?
Bella. Catherine. Catherine. Mm-hmm. Yeah, they always had. Yeah, they've always had Catherine for her, and
And yet it's Mickey. Like, yes. Like all of these people's proper names, Annalise, Isabella, Catherine, and we are still calling this guy Mickey. Like, I refuse. I'm sorry.
Holly calls him that in the diary room. Mickey.
Yeah, I don't want to know what she calls him.
Yes. Okay. Jackson, he ends up winning the final four veto, and he's so happy that he can cry. Brent, and what does he cry when he wins?
I love you, Mama.
Why is he so mom obsessed that everything?
Where's Mama?
Mama. I mean, he's a grown man. He's not a kid.
This is why that troll Twitter account that said his mom had sued CBS and that's why there was no more have-nots or whatever. That's why this had legs, because of Jackson always talking about his mom in the Big Brother house.
My son is not going to be a have-not. He's been a have his whole life, and he will always be a have. You cannot make Jackson Mickey a have-not.
Is that why he's saying where's mama when things are going wrong? Because he's like, well, she got rid of the have nots and I love you, mama. You made me win this veto competition. Like, I honestly think that this might be the twist that we're not aware of.
Hey, CBS, it's Jackson's mama again. You better not make that final four veto competition a quiz, because my baby, he ain't studying. He's practicing a slingshot.
It's the truth.
Cliff, Cliff is making so many deals like FDR. So you go to the DR and tell them that Jackson's
and just to be clear,
it's called again.
Because I said
the
this.
Idea of her saying, ha, it's Jackson's mama. She's got no name.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, exactly. I said this on the LC Roundtable. Oh, just
put
to be clear.
My son on the phone.
It's the wife of Fish Mickey.
Fish. Hold
it's
on.
It's Mrs. Fish Mickey.
Put me through.
Yeah. I also love that, like, Jackson's mom is just the same.
It's the same. Yeah.
Yeah, it has to be the same. Yes. Well, I wanted to say really quickly, as I said on the LFC Roundtable, because the fans are going nuts about this in the chat, or they have, and they were on Twitter for a while.
Yes.
So I do not believe the production helped Jackson win the veto, in that they were trying to remind him, you know, which of these house guests has not. I think they do that for every house guest. And I think somebody else in the competition, I think it was either Holly or Nicole, also misread a question. And basically they had reversed it, where they were knocking down the people they should leave up, and they were leaving up the people that they should be knocking down. The Big Brother does this for everybody in terms of trying to make sure that they all understand everything. I don't believe that they helped him in that respect. It's just the fact that the competition was so weighted to the physical is why Nicole ended up losing it.
Yeah, and I hear what you're saying. I wonder, though, if that's for TV purposes, of that they're looking for something that's going to be more entertaining to watch with more action. Because I've always said, I don't think Big Brother cares who wins the game. That I think that as long as people watch, as long as they get to keep doing it season after season, at the end of the game, they got their show for however many weeks. And at the end, whether Tyler wins or Casey wins, I don't think they care that much.
I mean, I've heard that argument before. I don't necessarily buy it. I'm in agreement. Well, I don't want to speak for him, but I feel like Taryn would agree with me on this, that they didn't really like the fact that Casey won last year, that they wanted Tyler to win, and they know that if he had had a few more minutes to describe his game, that maybe he could have won the game.
We'll get the answer to that this week, because Jenny, if they change things up, then we'll say, okay, well, they obviously realize it, but if it's the exact same thing, I don't think they care.
Well, it wasn't the exact same thing for the Final Four HOH and for the Final Four veto. They changed those drastically. So, but you know, now the funny part is if they keep the final HOH the way it's always been, then I do feel like Nicole is probably an underdog. She probably needs a little bit of a little change up here for the competitions in order to have a chance.
Jenny, do Nicole's parents need to call in?
Yes. Jenny, get on it.
I'm barely Nicole's parents.
Can you help manifest this?
Yeah, you know, the Pegasus drawings need to come into action. They need to send something.
I can see it now. They're calling from the basement.
Yeah, they're locked in there.
We're calling from the basement.
They have free reign to the house right now because Nicole's not home. They don't want her to come home in a bad mood. So we get to the end of the episode, and here's Cliff again, Jenny, and he's telling Nicole, I feel pretty good about what's going on here because I got a deal with Mickey, and so we're good. We're good. Just don't worry about it. We got this.
Yeah, and again, we see Nicole being like, I don't know. Like, this is not a great situation.
I don't know, Cliff.
I was saying, I thought that it was bad enough seeing this happen, you know, in real time over the last few days of the feeds. It really stung to see how convinced Cliff was in the DR that this was actually a thing and that he actually truly believed that Jackson's going to vote out his showmans after telling him, no, I'm actually not going to keep you over, you know, this girl that I met, you know, that isn't my showmance, not my daughter, not anything, just someone I've been working with in this game. Mm-hmm. But you're going to vote out this showmance to keep me around. But I'm not going to keep you any further than Final Three.
Yeah, what's wrong with that, Brent?
I swear, if he just had maybe, you know, 2 hours outside the Big Brother house, he would totally come to his senses. I will say that it was painful watching this entire week because Taryn recounted it on the live feed updates. Like, there were deals left, right, and center for all four of these people, and none of them made a lick of difference. They really didn't. Nothing was going to make it a lick of difference. They were going to take who they're going to take. It's Jackson and Holly versus Cliff and Nicole, and whichever side won was going to evict the other side. That's just how things were going to go.
Mm-hmm. Well, with these relationships that are so like cemented at this point, when you have, you know, one showmance and then, you know, two close people who have been working together the entire game, like, deals are out the window at this point. Like, there's absolutely no deal that's going to change everyone's priorities at this point, which is why I don't agree that, you know, whatever Holly was offering at that Final Five eviction night was going to stand, whether it was up to Holly or Jackson. So
yeah, maybe a case against the format of, we had a great week last week, let the Final Five week play out, but maybe they could accelerate the Final Four into the Final Three a little bit. I don't know if we needed a full week here, Brent.
Well, they normally do, but they didn't want to bring back any of the awful people who were previously evicted. Yeah,
we could have had a pause during Prank Week and done it that way. But no, last week was great. Last week was great, the Final Five.
I wanted to ask you, because you were in agreement with me, Rob, in terms of that they should evict Tommy and take Holly with them to the Final Four with Jackson. I have since had second thoughts about that, mainly because I realized that Big Brother isn't doing the competitions the way that they've always done them. Like, for 19, 20 seasons, they always had a very mental Final Four veto. And, you know, this year they did not. And I'm like, God, I think I probably got that one wrong.
Yeah, I heard you talk about this on the roundtable, and Jenny, I want to get your take on this also. But I really feel like for Cliff, no matter what, it never made sense for Cliff to keep Tommy, because Tommy was going to be just another person in the mix and somebody who was going to take Nicole potentially to the end. And I think it really comes down to, how much did you buy that Tommy was, once Tommy's up there and he's safe, is he throwing the Final Four HOH? Is that definitely, because if he ends up staying up there and then he's safe, now all of a sudden, if Jackson still wins the veto, Cliff or Nicole's going home anyway, and you still have Jackson and you still have Tommy potentially going into the Final Three for whoever's left.
And in that scenario, if Cliff and Nicole are both up for eviction and Jackson wins the veto, I do think that Jackson evicts Nicole there and takes Cliff with him to the Final Three. So maybe it would be better for Cliff to have gone that way, even if Tommy does end up winning HOH. But I will say, to listen to Tommy tell it, I don't want to berate this too much, but to listen Tommy tell it, he was going to throw the Final Four HOH to Cliff and Nicole. Mm-hmm. And he said that in the diary room too, and then he said it again after. So I have to believe he would have thrown it anyway, but who knows, once you're in the moment.
Jenny, I think that they were in a bad spot no matter what, because unless you're saying that Tommy was going to win the Final Four HOH and then evict Jackson here in this spot, I think that this was going to be an uphill battle no matter what.
Oh, absolutely. And like the trouble with, you know, trying to say what would have happened based on a competition is absolutely impossible to do because you don't know how the competition plays out with a different person. I can think that, you know, maybe Tommy is a little bit more physical than Nicole, and he probably might have known the answers a little bit better than Jackson. So maybe, you know, he had more of a shot of winning over Nicole and beating Jackson. But I've gone back and forth on this like everyone else has. I really think that, you know, as much as the keeping Tommy was better for Nicole than it was for Cliff, you have to think about it from Cliff's perspective that, and this is where his trust in Jackson and Jackson's word as like a Southern gentleman and, you know, shaking and all of that stuff really becomes problematic. And that's where he's putting his faith in the wrong place, is that you can't expect someone to vote out their showmans or choose anyone over their showmans. Whereas I really think that they made a mistake, you know, thinking, reading into anything about Tommy potentially not voting out Jackson. Because even if Cliff is thinking, okay, well, if Tommy wins, he's picking Nicole over, if Tommy wins the final HOH, he's picking Nicole over me. Well, getting there is half the battle, and you need to at least get to that stage. And the thing is that if Nicole has won the Final Four HOH, you know, maybe Tommy starts thinking, I have a greater shot beating Cliff than Nicole. So it's not even a slam dunk that Tommy absolutely takes Nicole over Cliff in a situation where they're final three and Tommy's the one that gets to make the decision. You have to realize that absolutely Jackson is always going to choose Holly over anyone. So I just think that there's a little bit more of a chance with Tommy. I don't know.
Yeah.
I will say, Jenny, Taryn brought this up on the roundtable that he agreed that this was probably the better choice, taking out Tommy here. But he said where Cliff made his mistake was in when Cliff was the one who strong-armed Holly into agreeing to throw the final HOH. The Final Four HOH, because if he doesn't do that, if Cliff doesn't make sure that Holly throws the Final Four HOH, then that means Nicole doesn't win. And if Nicole doesn't win, that means she's in the eligible pool of house guests to be evicted. So when Jackson wins the Final Four veto, he's going to evict Nicole and take Cliff with him to the final three. So that's really, even if you don't agree that Cliff made a mistake there, that's really where he made his mistake, was in hyping up about that.
But I also, think in that situation where Nicole gets, you know, evicted at the final four, where's the scenario where Cliff ends up in the final two anyway? Because I don't think that he's winning the final three HOH. His best shot was getting taken there by hopefully Nicole. And I think that there was a chance that he does get taken by Tommy, depending on how things went from there on with Nicole. If Tommy feels like, you know, Nicole's won enough competitions and her late game story is enough that she's well liked, that, you know, he maybe takes his chances next to Cliff. Whereas, you know, Jackson and Holly are always taking
each other. I'm starting to think that maybe Cliff's best chance to get to the end should have been vote out Holly at the final four and then work with Jackson after that. I mean, I don't know if Jackson would have him after he votes out Holly, Brent, but I think it sounds like that Jackson would have taken Cliff to the end, and maybe he felt like that he was the easiest person to beat out of Cliff, Nicole, and Tommy. Well,
yeah, that's what he's saying. Jackson was saying that, you know, I would have taken you to, you know, kept my word to the end of the game. I would have, or at least as far as he agreed to take Cliff. But he's still harping on the fact that Cliff and Nicole broke their word to Jackson Holly at Final Five. That's what it all goes back to for Jackson.
He does probably lose to Jackson in the final two, right?
What, Cliff?
Yeah.
Would lose to Jackson in the final two? I mean, it's tough to say. I don't, I actually can't call that one.
Well, if, you know, if Cliff votes out Holly, then at least Jackson gets to hold on to his, I was honorable to my word with Cliff, and, you know, Cliff was not. So he at least has that pitch, in a final two. So, but I feel like this jury is going to be absolutely like so hard to read what's going to happen. Yeah. I know it. You know.
They're crazy. Yeah. So yeah, for Cliff, I think he really did try to have it all where he wanted to get to the end, but he also wanted to, you know, do it and you know, be good to Nicole.
And be good to Nicole.
Through.
He didn't play a selfish enough game, and I'm sure that's going to be news. It's going to be news to the fans on Twitter who keep dragging Cliff because he was, you know, not being totally truthful with Nicole at times and trying to set himself up in lieu of Nicole. But he really did try to take care of Nicole here at the final five, make sure she was thrown the final four HOH, so that if he's wrong, he's going to take the brunt of it, and it looks like he's going to.
Jenny, can I ask a question at the risk of being dragged by Twitter, and maybe I'm going to hide under my desk to ask it. Has Nicole played a great game?
I mean, you know, your definition of great game is, you know, it is really up to what you value.
The whole time.
I think that she's, you know, done the best that she could within, you know, the situation that she's been in. She was on the outside of a pretty aggressive majority alliance from the beginning of the game.
Absolutely.
So I think that it's one of those games that's really difficult to acknowledge because it's a quiet game. She kind of just, like, you know, kept to herself, didn't get herself into too much trouble, and was barely ever playing in competitions. That's something that she didn't really have a lot of control over, so really limits her ability to have, you know, some ownership over her own fate in a lot of these rounds. But you know, she had this late game run where she's winning competitions and stuff. I don't know. I wouldn't necessarily say a great game,
right?
But I think it's a worthy game.
She's been far and away the best person in the house.
Oh, that is not debatable.
But when we compare her to, say, Jackson, Brent.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Jackson's played better. Sorry. He has. Yeah. If they were sitting in the final two together, I'd vote for Jackson. Sorry about it.
I also understand that, you know, it's the right of the jury to give the win to Nicole if they simply just like her as a person more. And that is also part of the game where it's like, if you leave, you know, seven or nine people, you know, with a key to put in a box and they just like you so much that they want to give you money, that is also part of the game.
Yeah.
I will say that here's the thing. For Nicole, she plays a pretty good game, not a great game. I would not rank her highly if she does win. She's going to have to win a competition to get herself there, and that's never a good look. Never a good look. I mean, she got thrown the final four HOH, and now she's going to have to win herself to the end.
I disagree at not being a good look to have to win a competition to get to the end. I feel like that the jury, we have to look at the stats, but I feel like winning the final three HOH, I feel like, is
for them
the winner.
Oh, yes. For them, yes. If you can pull a Paris and win yourself to the end. I'm saying from my perspective, if you're asking me whether or not she played a game, I mean, a great game. If you ask Taryn, same thing, Melissa, that we don't say the same thing. If you have to win a competition to get yourself to the end, if neither person is going to take you, you by definition have played a pretty crappy game.
But
if you put yourself in a situation where Steve Moses always says, if you have to win a competition to move yourself forward in the game, you played pretty poorly.
Mm-hmm. I think at Final Three, if you have to win a competition to get yourself there, that almost says that you did play a great game.
Yeah, as somebody who's lost in a Final Three and didn't win the competition, Brent, that I'm very offended tonight.
That's what they got rid of you.
If both people want to take you to the end for the reason that they feel that they can beat you, then the perception of your game is that it's beatable. So whereas if you need to win the final three competition because you're seen as the biggest threat to win, then
I'm saying is, yes, I take your point on that. And but in all final three people are not made equal. Nicole, in this instance, though, has again, she's played an okay game, not a great game.
Yeah.
Horrible first half, was non-existent for a little while, then made a boneheaded move to go to Nick. And then he totally ratted, or him and Bella ratted her out to his whole previous alliance. Again, that was more Nick's fault, but then she really didn't respond to that well, went into more defensive position, really played a very defensive game for about a good 4 or 5 weeks, played really crappy. I can't remember who was HOH, but the week that she was telling Jessica about the proposed Final Six deal, out of the sheer goodness of her heart, she didn't want poor Jessica to be left out of a deal. And then Jessica's in the jury house right now, totally blasting Nicole.
Yeah, it was Tommy's HOH when Kat was going to go home.
Yes, yes. When he was targeting Kat, there was a couple times Kat was going to go home. Sorry. it was not a great game, but, okay. And if she gets to the end and wins, then, I mean, I'll probably put her at two thirds of the way down the list, maybe middle of the road. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But she's in a really tough spot now.
At least we can feel good about it.
Yeah, I feel like we could be celebrating a Nicole victory. I think that we could wrap our heads around a Jackson victory. He definitely did the most here, especially in the second half of the season. The Holly victory is the one that I think might be the hardest pill to swallow.
Oh, absolutely.
That's a real possibility.
And it is a real possibility. And that's what I'm saying when I say that, like, who knows what this, jury is going to reward. It's a very real possibility that when we have, Jackson and Holly next to each other, that you've got, your Jess and your Kat, and depending on how Christy's feeling, like, this is a very interesting group of
people. It's tenuous.
Yeah.
I still think that Jackson will win against Holly. I feel like the bigger risk we take is if Nicole gets to the final two, because if Nicole gets to the final two, she's taking Holly, I believe. And in that instance, Nicole is not a slam dunk to win. Holly could actually beat her there.
I really don't want to even talk about that scenario. That is even worse. Like,
yeah, I know.
I can't see them giving the win to Holly. The only situation, and this I don't think happens, where I don't feel terrible about them giving the win to Holly over Nicole is if Holly wins the final HOH and fixed.
Oh, well, that's the thing. Yeah, like, we haven't
Which
even talked about
never
that.
Happens,
that but, I mean, like, if Holly won the final HOH.
We stand a Wyoming queen.
Yeah.
Right. Oh, yes. Like, can you imagine, like, if she wins the final HOH and evicts Jackson, and then, Julie's out there with the jury and says, who do you think got eliminated? And they're like guessing, Nicole, Jackson. Well, let's see who it is. Out walks Jackson. She says, I just want to let everybody know that Holly won the final HOH and she chose to evict Jackson. And they'd be like, what? I mean, that would be such a good look for her. So if Nicole, God forbid, loses part one or part two and is totally locked out of part three, I'm hoping that she plays that card with Holly.
The ending we deserve after us all being like, what is Holly doing? Like, he's brainwashing her and she's lost
her takes with Halls.
Yeah, she's lost sight of her game because of this 24-year-old, pompous douchebag, and she's just been keeping her mouth shut, and she gets that final HOH win and she says, sorry, I'm not going to lose to this 24-year-old frat boy.
I will say, for what it's worth, my friend who gave me the tea before the season about Catherine and Holly says that Holly will cut Jackson at the end for the money if she gets the chance.
I would
say. I'm praying.
Stan. Yeah. That would be great. Would he vote for Holly, Jenny? Would Jackson go there and would he vote for her?
Does he talk to Mama first?
No talking to, no consulting with Mama.
Oh man.
Floozy, she's dead to us. She'll never be a Mickey.
I don't know how many watermelons can Holly buy him with that, that money.
Yep. Oh, that'd be great. That would be exciting. Okay. Let's take some questions and then we'll do, we'll talk about what's going on in the live feeds. I don't know how many questions we might have from this episode, but, oh yeah, I have one other clip also. This was, Cliff. So confident, Cliff. I gotta give it to him.
I'm pretty proud of the deals that I set up, the way I was able to make it work. I'm the El Cockroach. You just can't get rid of me out of this house. I'm going to keep going forward.
What is he doing stealing Brett's tags? Like,
I don't know. I don't know. Brett's
that, was, yeah. That was Brett, right? That was El Cockroach. That was the Brett Robinson thing from BB20, right?
Am I wrong?
Chat?
The El chat Cockroach. Will tell us. Yeah, I don't remember that being a Brett thing.
I swear that was a Brett Robinson thing.
Okay. Yeah.
Brett and I struck a deal that I can use his stuff whenever I feel like it. Okay. Johnny DeSavera, is it true that Jackson Holly tried looking into getting the call to give up HOH so she could evict? Oh, well, okay, hold on. We'll get there. We'll get there. All right.
By the way, the chat is saying that Jenny is correct. So whoever said that. Yeah, Jenny said that. Okay. That's a
because I wrote it down. I was like,
Uncle Teddy. There's Cliff stealing lines from Brett too. First Jackson steals. Thank own you. It. Now El Cockroach. Yeah.
Yep.
There you go. All right. What else we got? Fall Guy says, is Big Brother going to keep Ovi in the house as a chef? Kind of like how the new Bachelor in Paradise has a bartender. That would be good if he was sort of like in charge of the kitchen, Jenny.
Yeah. I mean, I just want to try these cookies. Like, I can't, like... I've not heard so much about food in the house since Raven's chicken breast thing that she made that one year. Everyone raves about these cookies.
Everybody's raving about them.
Yeah, raving.
Brent, does Ovi have like a cooking YouTube channel also?
Does he? I don't follow the house guests once they're out of the house usually.
They're dead to you.
I follow him on Instagram. I thought that's what he was saying.
I think he's doing some sort of like YouTube series about, I don't know.
It's not a podcast about reality shows. I'm on board with that.
Kudos to you, Ovi. No, You're killing it. Okay.
You know, podcast about your cookies. That's good.
Okay. All right. Let's do our live feed spoilers, okay? Tomorrow night, we will be live after our Final Four eviction. We're going to talk about everything that's going on Thursday when we get to see what's going on with our Final Four. And boy, is Cliff going to be gobsmacked or what? We'll find out tomorrow night with Caitlin Herman and Andy Herron, who has a lot of hot takes about the season, as per usual. So we'll talk with Andy and Caitlin, I believe Taryn as well, tomorrow night on the podcast at 10:15 p.m. Eastern. Final Thursday of the Big Brother season. Before we get to the live feed spoilers, let me take a moment and thank our sponsor for this episode of the podcast. Those are friends over at Joy Bird Furniture. And Joy Bird Furniture empowers you to create the furniture and space that brings you joy and keeps those summer vibes flowing all year long. We talked about how much Jackson and Holly, they love their specific furniture. You should have furniture that you love too. Joybird can get you one-of-a-kind furniture crafted to your unique taste. Turn your ideas into reality with hundreds of styles and options. You want a sofa in aquatic blue or indigo? Love seat in the hottest red, inviting coral, even bubblegum pink. If you can dream it, Joybird can make it a reality. We know how Nicole feels about birds. You are going to love Joybird. They offer a range of kid and pet friendly upholstery options as well, so you can create something that's going to stand the test of time. Each Joybird piece is made by hand with care and precision using high quality hardwood, hay, and responsibly sourced materials to fit your exact specifications with a limited lifetime warranty included 365 day home trial. Skip the furniture store and bring the showroom home. Sit on it, sleep on it, break it in. That's what Jackson and Holly say. If you don't love your Joybird, you can return it with hassle-free in-home delivery. They'll even remove the packing materials. My wife and I, we have an Elliott chair that we got to try out from Joybird, and we love it. It is bigger than a recliner, but smaller than a love seat. It's the perfect size to sit and watch some Big Brother. You're going to love what Joybird can do for you as well. See what Joybird can do to help you design your dream space. Make your furniture your own at joybird.com/Rob. Create the furniture that brings you joy today at joybird.com/Rob. Go to joybird.com/Rob and receive an exclusive offer for 25% off your first order by using the code Rob. Let's talk about what's going on with the live feed spoilers.
The Office of Civil Defense has issued the following message. This is
a spoiler
warning.
A spoiler
warning means that an actual
spoiler
against this country has been detected and that protective action should be taken.
Okay. All right. OV YouTube video was good, funny, and well done. That's from You Say You Want in the chat. Okay. There you go.
What?
All right.
I haven't watched it yet. I saw the stills of it, so.
Yeah.
He looks cute. He looks adorable.
Goes without saying. Okay. All right. So, Brent, what's been the latest? What's happening with this Final Four? How many more deals is Cliff making?
Well, a few days ago, they broke the news to Cliff that actually, I think Jackson broke it to Nicole first, and then Nicole eventually Jackson broke the news to Cliff that they are not going to, that Jackson is not going to take Cliff to the final three. And as you can imagine, Cliff was not totally pleased by that. Hello, Jenny's cat. How you doing? Fine. We made it through most of the podcast. Jenny,
I know.
Before the podcast, Jenny's cat had come up onto her lap. And I'm like, that's such a lap cat. I wish whenever I go home to my family cat, the family cat runs away underneath the chair or something. So.
She left for a bit and here she is.
Yeah.
She needed to come for the spoilers. She needed the hot goss. Sorry.
She needed the tea. That's fine. So they told Cliff that that Jackson's not going to take him to the final three. And Cliff was not pleased. And they had been cooking up Nicole and
like
Cliff.
Ovi.
Yes, a scheme to get Cliff. They've been talking about, talking to him about it off and on about, keeping your word and all that. And that's really been going nowhere. Cliff correctly deduced that Jackson has been seemingly taking what Nicole has said under his wing and pondering it only to stay in good with Nicole if Nicole should win the final HOH. And I was glad that Cliff picked up on that. That was the first time he's thought coherently all week long. But they came up with a scheme where they're looking at the jury and they know Jessica is very likely to vote for a woman in the final two. And she's not a fan of Jackson anyway.
Right.
And Tommy went out of the house saying that Holly deserves it and that Jackson doesn't. And that Tommy and Christy are friends from real life. That's
You're
three.
A liar.
And add in Kat, who is, friends from Holly from before the game and was, Jackson was the first person who was aware of that. That's
okay.
Four.
Go on.
Well, Cliff and Nicole have decided that they're going to threaten their jury votes to Jackson, saying, look, if you break your word here, and Holly kept her word at the Final Four HOH, and you break your word at the Final Four veto, we are going to have no choice but if we are sent to the jury to vote for Holly if you get to the end, and you will not win the game. I'm sorry. I thought you were going to do the voice.
I was Jackson.
Okay.
You wouldn't.
But... So that has been brewing, and as we said, well, this has been brewing for a couple of days because we talked about this on the LFC roundtable that we wanted this to happen sooner than later because we wanted it to. We thought initially Jackson's going to get really angry, and then he's going to stew about it to Holly. But maybe that stewing to Holly might actually cause some friction if she realizes that she's about to win the game, and he realizes she's about to win the game. That might cause some friction between them. Unfortunately, Cliff and Nicole waited and waited and waited. And finally, as we went live tonight, Cliff decided to make the hard pitch to Jackson. He basically told Jackson what I told you guys. But the one thing that he didn't do that I feel like he needs to do, Jenny, is name names. He only talked about you need five votes. And if me and Nicole are burned by you, Jackson, that we are not going to vote for you. So they're threatening their jury votes, but they're not doing it correctly. And also, I felt it would have been better if Nicole was in the room with Cliff and Jackson, but instead it's just Cliff and Jackson in the room tonight. And Jackson, as predicted, did not respond well to this. In fact, he is super pissed right now. Like, really pissed. Like, you're going to threaten me with your jury votes? That makes my decision... That makes my decision so much easier if you're going to threaten me with your jury votes. They need to really... I like them pushing the hard sell here, because if they do this, there is no way that Jackson can win the game, because Kat's not going to vote for Jackson over Holly. Jessica's not going to vote for Jackson over Holly. And you heard Tommy going out of the house saying, you know, he's going to vote for Holly because she deserves it over Jackson. And so if Cliff and Nicole also, you know, lock in their votes for Holly, he can't win the game. They're saying, look, if you take us to the final three, then, and I don't even know that he got this far in his pitch. Again, I'm getting updates from my friend Kim Atina, because I can't watch two things at once. Mm-hmm. But like, I'm, if you take us to the final three, yes, thank you, Kim. If you take us to the final three, that we will vote for you if we end up on jury. And both of us will agree to take you to the final two if we should get there. We just want to get to the final three together. So I think that's a bridge too far. Maybe he didn't go through with that. But he does need to lay out the jury votes, and he didn't do that right now. Right now it just sounds like Cliff threatening jury votes, which isn't going to play well with Jackson. If you have Nicole up there with you, and if you lay out who's voting for who, I feel like that's that would work better, Jenny.
Yeah, and you have to illustrate who and why and give logical reasons. And those reasons are there. You were able to just outline them, you know, for us all right there with, you know, what was Jess's position this entire game? Women empowerment. She always was going to put up men on the block. Like, she didn't want to vote out women.
That's why you put her up, Jackson. Jackson was the HOH when she got evicted.
Exactly. You know, he more than anyone understands that Kat and Holly have a connection. You know, the way that he treated Kat early in the game, basically, you know, pushing her aside to be like, you know, he's the meme of the guy looking back at the other girl while he's walking with the other girl, like Kat and Holly. Like, you know, you can really understand why she's going to vote for Holly over him. You know, look what he did to Tommy going out the door. Tommy and Christy are together. Like, there's so many things, that you can illustrate. And I absolutely agree.
So he has to.
Point you're going to make, then you need to say more than just the two things that you control in yourself and Nicole, and also explain where those other three or four votes are and who they are and why.
Yeah, it's the truth. And I have to say, I don't know why that Nicole wasn't in on this doing the hard sell, because she wants this as much as Cliff does, maybe even more so.
She's been fighting. She's been fighting for it like last couple days.
Yeah, she has been covertly with Cliff. She's been fighting for it. But with Jackson, she hasn't said anything. She's been dropping little hints here and there, but not much. I think she needed to do the hard sell with Cliff to make it really count. And the reason I'm saying that is because Nicole knows the situation she's in. If Cliff goes out, Nicole's being evicted in third place if she doesn't win the final HOH. There's no way either one of them is going to take her to the end. So why not go for the hard sell? I mean, who cares if you piss off Jackson here? You literally have nothing to lose.
Because he's not taking you to the final two.
Exactly.
Like, you are in control of your own destiny. So
she should be up there fighting with him. And I'm pissed that they've done this kind of flimsily.
But I also just feel like that's not Nicole's personality, whereas Cliff is willing, like, you know, his life is on the line, and he really has to, you know, maybe get dirty and, you know, threaten at this point, so that he's willing to do that because it's his life on the line. I feel like this is not really Nicole's persona.
Yeah, I know.
That hard.
The other thing that Cliff's saying is, like, he's like, well, you know, Holly didn't break her word to us, and you did. And of course, Jackson keeps trying to say that Cliff and Nicole broke their word at the final fight.
You did first.
Yes, exactly. Which I kind of side with him on. I feel like they did, but he shouldn't be talking about that. That's like terrible jury management to blame the people you're getting ready to evict. Cliff and Nicole just need to keep it simple. Here are the three people you're not going to get votes from, plus us two. That makes five, maybe even six if Christy goes with Tommy. There's no way you can win. They just need to keep it really simple and get him thinking. Unfortunately, they waited till tonight, so they've got about 24 hours until eviction. I don't think that's enough time, but stranger things have happened.
I don't feel like the "we're not going to vote for you," Jenny, has ever worked in the history of reality TV.
If I may, though, Jenny, like, I feel like this is a special circumstance because, like, if Cliff and Nicole go to jury, they're definitely not going to vote for Jackson, and you know who's already not going to vote for Jackson. But if you put Holly on the jury, yeah, she might be pissed at you, but she's definitely going to vote for you. Yeah, I feel like so.
Look at how many times she's forgiven him, or like Jenny, made up.
This is what I was thinking when you guys were talking about this on the LFC roundtable. And Jenny, you tell me if you like this, but that back in Survivor Cagayan, Tony Vlachos said that he had Trish, we worked with the whole game, and he blindsided Trish at the final five because he wanted to put her on the jury. He knew she was going to be a vote for him at the final five. Could they, instead of, hey, Jackson, we're going to punish you if you don't do what you want. You give us, holding this game ransom. And if you don't do what we want, we won't vote for you to win. Could they put the bug in his ear of, I got one more deal for you that, well, how about this? If you put Holly on the jury, she'll be a vote for you to win. And that might be the vote you need to put you over. Could make it an opportunity for him instead of that, maybe a carrot more than the stick.
I mean, you know, you want to think that if you get dumped by your showmates, effectively, look, by being sent to the jury.
How many times has she taken him back?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Like, normally, under normal circumstances, I would say absolutely not. Like, if he gets rid of her where she could potentially make it to final two and get that extra money, there's absolutely no way that she's going to vote for him. But we
should vote for Cliff.
Well, that's the thing. Like, you know, it's not the craziest pitch. But ultimately, I just don't think that it's going to work. I think that, you know, any way that Jackson tries to spin this, like, I was trying to think of it like, oh, can Jackson do this thing where he's like, I had to ensure that I got there and was able to win so that I could
get to be selfish for us. For the first time in my life.
Yeah, exactly. For the first or second or third or however many times. Yeah. You can't even say that because he gets rid of her and he, you know, might not even make it to final three.
Apparently, I missed that. Cliff did point out to Jackson that Holly is a vote for him and that currently and will advocate for him. That's the more important thing. So he could send Holly to the jury and say, you know, as an advocate for his game and what he did, rather than send Cliff to the jury, who will definitely be an advocate against him. And he made sure that Jackson knows that. By the way, Jackson is the most pissed I have seen him ever in the Big Brother house right now. I wish we had feeds right now. I mean, we have feeds, but I wish I could show you right now the audio of Jackson. He is madder than I've ever seen him. He is like beet red at the moment.
More than like, you know, during, you know, in the bathroom that we saw when he realized that they were considering voting out Holly.
No, close. Probably about the same.
And what's Holly doing?
I think she was waiting for the DR. That's what's happening right now.
I'm wondering. So, okay, I know that John and Netta weren't like a showmance, but like John cut Netta. Nah, Netta voted. Kind of were.
They weren't like a thing in the house. They were flirty, but they were a thing after the game.
And so then the only other time that this happened was Drew and Diane, right? In five. And then Diane voted for Drew as well.
Yep, she did.
So, I mean, we haven't had an instance of this, not working. So,
all right.
I don't know. Maybe it happens.
All right, maybe we have some intrigue for Thursday.
I can only hope.
We'll see.
I think things could really explode tonight if Jackson and Holly or Jackson or Holly talk to they confront Nicole about what Cliff has done and Nicole also piles on. I think that given how mad Jackson is right now, he could absolutely explode.
Because
he thinks this is his game. And if he thinks it's being taken away from him, I think that he could definitely explode. But that's why I wish they would have done this sooner, because he's going to explode, and then he's going to calm down, and then he's going to start thinking. And then once you get him thinking, then I feel like he will really evaluate, because he wants to win this game more than anything. Mm-hmm. He wants to win.
He wants confetti.
Yes, he wants confetti.
I want confetti.
There's no confetti for fourth place. The boy wants confetti.
Yes, he does. And I'm glad he's honest about it. And I love that he wants the confetti, but he needs to evaluate the situation that he's in. To be clear, I don't think it's in his best interest to evict Holly here. But it is a tightrope he's walking if Cliff and Nicole do hold to this and they definitely vote against him. If he doesn't have Cliff and Nicole's votes, he might be drawing dead.
And I think that he will, though, is the thing. He doesn't need to know that.
Yeah.
They need
I agree. I really stick
to this.
Just like, from Jackson's perspective also, like, he doesn't have to. If he's going to cut Holly, Jenny, does it make more sense for him to do it at 3? Like, I mean, Holly's probably not going to win the final HOH, right?
Yeah, I mean, but that's the thing is he needs to know, like, and believe now that he can't beat her.
Right.
So, you know, better because, to do it now, I guess.
You know, he could always then do it this way. Like, it's like, you're making a lot of sense. Okay, so he goes into the final 3 HOH with Holly. He wins part 1, she wins part 2, and he knows in the back of his mind, Brent, that, okay, if I'm really worried about this, I could cut Holly at the final 3 and go to the end with Nicole and then potentially beat Nicole if I'm that worried. Let me think this over for a couple more days.
The only thing...
Go ahead.
Oh, sorry, go ahead.
No, go ahead. You're the guest. Go ahead.
The only difference is that, you know, the difference between sending Holly to jury at Final Four versus Final Three is the amount of time and the people that she's spending it with.
That's a very good point.
And I think that, you know, she's spending time with Kat and the girls and, like, oh my God, Jackson did this to you. Like, what a douchebag. That, like, you know, he's terrible. And she has time to process all of the things that have happened to her during this season. I think that whereas, you know, you blindside her at, you know, the final 2 and cut her there. And she just walks out to the audience and in 5 minutes, she has to, like, you know, make a
vote.
Yeah. Just like my good friend Danielle Murphy turned around and voted for Dan right after she walked out of the house.
Yeah, when you're totally blindsided and you're not thinking straight, you know, maybe it is better for him.
She was the only one that was thinking straight that night.
Okay. All right. Anything else that we want to talk about as we set things up for Thursday, Brent?
Nope. I'm just glad that Cliff and Nicole have come up with a scheme here to give himself a fighting chance. It's a slim chance, but Jackson is really pissed right now.
Yeah.
So we don't know what that has wrought, but I'm hoping it's some fun stuff for tomorrow's show. And I'm just praying that Nicole doesn't get locked out of part 3 here. That's where I'm at.
Just ask Nicole's parents. No fun being locked out of things, Jenny.
Nicole's the one that does the locking out. So
thank you. That's good karma.
Maybe could she lock Jackson and Holly in the HOH shower, and maybe if they can't make it to the living room, they'll be eliminated.
Oh, girl. Yeah, that's probably happening already.
Okay. All right.
I think Jackson's going to take out his frustrations in the HOH shower.
Oh, no. Oh, no. Please.
He's going to go Gallagher on some watermelons.
Okay. Hopefully that's all. Jenny, well, give me a percent chance that this could work. Does Cliff have a 5% chance?
I'm not a bad person, Rob. Come on. A 5%? Sure.
Okay.
All right. Sure. Why not?
Is it 10%?
I don't know about that.
I feel like it's 10%.
Really?
I feel like it's, yeah. If they start
giving names, maybe. Yeah.
Yeah. That's what they need to do.
Yeah. If they can leave.
Or, you know, Jackson knows freaking FDR. So maybe he's smart enough to realize that if I don't have Cliff and Nicole's vote but again, Nicole needs to be the one to threaten that, not Cliff on behalf of Nicole. Because if I'm Jackson, I'm not going to believe you, Cliff. You're just trying to save yourself. He wouldn't believe that sweet little Nicole would withhold her vote. She needs to be in there. That way she gets taken to the final 2 by Cliff if he wins, and she also could potentially get taken to the final 2 by Jackson. The way it stands right now, she's not going to get taken to the final 2 by either one unless Holly loses her mind and evicts Jackson.
Okay. And then, Brent, the rest of the way, we'll have a show on Sunday night, which I did see is going to be 30 minutes later than normal because of football. Do we expect that? Is that going to be
the
recap?
Time.
Yeah.
Remember the time we remember the time.
Yeah, remember.
Right?
Yeah.
Probably. That's usually the way they do it. They do a recap and then they start the part 1 of HOH right as they're going to credits at the end. So that's what they've done in the past. But that in the past, it's always been an endurance challenge. So we don't know what part one's going to be this year. So okay. Who knows? Hopefully right. It's a unicorn identification quiz on behalf of Nicole. That would
and
be
then
great.
Wednesday night is the big finale. So after tomorrow night, only two more Big Brother shows to go here, if you can believe it.
Where is the time gone?
Where is it gone? I feel like we just got started with Camp Comeback. And now we sort of said goodbye to Camp Comeback tonight with Owen's return.
Did not miss that Camp Comeback voice. I actually wrote it in my notes. That voiceover for the
yeah.
Everybody get to the living room. Like, oh.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That and the creepy clowns.
Yes.
Never,
no, don't
please, never again.
Don't care for that. Don't care for that. that my kids, they like when there's like crazy stuff on Big Brother and I show them on the Apple TV. And they really like Brent from the first, maybe it was from the first night when the giant squirrel comes in the house and put the bag on people
yes.
and then drag them around. They were yes, a big fan
that was,
of that.
That really was good stuff. That was good TV, Rob.
Yeah, they really like that. Wait, but is he really? He put them in the bag? Like, yep.
So they were dragging
around. Okay, let's talk about what's coming up here on Rob's podcast. Purple Pants Podcast is back. Find out what Bryce Isaiah had to say. Scott, what's this one? What's the name of this episode? Something about a bed? Something that he needs a new bed? What's Bryce doing? You can catch Bryce, of course, with me on the It's a Look Survivor preview.
Honestly, I can't remember. I'm sorry.
Something about a bed.
I thought it said something like in bed or something.
Yeah, in bed.
Isn't it in bed? I thought something
lied in bed or something like that.
Buy me a bed. Buy me a bed.
Buy me a bed. Buy me a bed, yes.
Buy me a bed with Bryce.
I don't know which one. Is it an ND? Is it Lisa Mattress? Who's the sponsor right now, Rob? Purple Mattress.
Purple
or something?
Mattress.
Yeah, purple. That might perfect. Be why.
That's perfect. Let me get, yeah.
Purple Pants Mattress.
Purple Pants Mattress. And yes. And so, of course, Bryce Isaiah joined me in New York. We went through the cast of Survivor 39 and talked about all that on our It's a Look preview. I'm also recording a preview with the First Lady of Podcasting as well. Nicole and I are going to preview everybody from the Survivor 39 cast as well. News AF from this week. We talked about Storm Area 51 is going. Brent, are you a big aliens guy? I feel like you like aliens, right?
I like aliens. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. You're not going to Area 51 on Friday though, right?
I'm not that big of an alien guy. Yeah. No.
Okay. All right. We talked about that, and then pizza flavored candy canes coming out this holiday season. Australian Survivor champions versus contenders. Exit interviews from the finale. Be sure to check out what Shannon Gates had to say from her. Is that finale? Exit interviews, Scott?
I think so, because the finale happened.
Yeah, it happened.
So. Okay. That one was from just before the finale.
Okay. Just before
and
the finale.
Shannon okay. sent me this the podcast for the finale, and we'll put that up tonight.
Got it. Okay. And then also we have our Survivor preseason interview. Jay, are you pumped up for Survivor 39?
I am, actually. I just finished the second part of the Vokai tribe today, and it's a really fun cast.
Yeah.
I don't know. I always enjoy listening to Josh has such a good, he's just has such good chemistry with all of the contestants. So I really enjoy these interviews.
I don't know if this is a hot take or not, Brent. Josh Wiggler would be a phenomenal Big Brother player. Josh Wiggler, he hates Big Brother.
He
could win.
I know.
Josh Wiggler.
Yeah, that's why I never get to talk to him.
Big Brother. That maybe if I said it to him that way, don't you understand? You could win.
And you don't have to make fire.
You don't have to make fire. Yeah. You'd love it. You'd be
you to live
be
in a house.
Winner.
Yeah.
So that's the what's up on the screen is the first half of the Vokai interviews that Josh did. That's the Purple Tribe this season. The second half is up as well. There you go. Scott's got them all. Here are all 10 of those interviews, plus all 10 of the interviews from the Alero tribe as well. All up at robhasawebsite.com. So you check out all of our interviews. And then, yes. Oh, I didn't know you already had the card ready, Scott. Nicole and I are going to have our Survivor 39 cast preview coming up soon. The First Lady of Podcasting is busy doing her research for Survivor 39, and we will continue an RHAP tradition of our Survivor cast preview. Thursday morning, Taryn is going to be back. Don't miss the last couple of updates from Survivor or Big Brother 21. I'm already in Survivor season. On Thursday morning, check that out, and then we'll have Andy and Caitlin joining us on Thursday night with Taryn.
Always good to hear from Andy. Can't wait to hear what he has to say.
Two of my faves together. I feel like that's going to be a lot of fun. Okay. Andy and Caitlin.
They're good friends outside of Big Brother, and they'll be joining us tomorrow night to talk about it all. Of course, it's all made possible by the patrons of Rob Has a Podcast, where over at robswebsite.com/patron, we are connecting fans around the world of reality TV shows. And that's how we are bringing all of the people who have very few people in their real lives to talk about all this stuff with. Well, you can find everybody at robswebsite.com/patron. Join our Rob's Podcast Facebook community over on our patron Facebook group, and then of course our patron podcast feed as well, and so much more at robhiswebsite.com/patron. All right, great work, Jenny. This was a pleasure to have you here on the nighttime recap.
Yeah, thank you for having me. It was so much fun. I'm not much of a morning person. Not that 11 a.m. is like really the morning for me, but
oh, it's the morning. So
much,
come on.
It's so much more fun to do the nighttime and talk about the wacky, episodes. So I really enjoyed this. So
yes.
Oh, well, by the way, the chat is asking about Summer of Stein.
Yeah, Summer
Rob,
of Stein. Summer of Stein, we're going to get into it. As of right now, we're scheduled to talk on Friday, but I need to just coordinate with Eric Stein on the time. What I want to do with Eric is I'd like to do some end of season superlatives, an award show per se of the end of year Oofy Awards for Big Brother 21, doling out the achievement in the oofiest moments of the season. So if you have any ideas for categories, please tweet them to us. Hashtag Summer of Stein. We'll get into that over this weekend. So
I feel like you might need the music to like usher people off of the stage just because there's been endless amounts of oofy moments that you're really going to keep everyone going quickly during that.
So many. So looking forward to that with Eric as we will do our final Summer of Stein of the season as well coming up in the next couple of days. Plus talking with T-Bird is in the work. So a lot of stuff going on right now, all in the Rob is a Podcast world. Okay. All right. Thanks so much to Scott St. Pierre behind the scenes. You could follow Brent on social media at One Lucky Gay. Jenny's at Jenny Autumn. Anything else?
That's it.
Take care, everybody. Have a good one. Bye.